Good morning, everyone. My name is Hunter. I'm one of the graduating seniors from Northwood Student Life, many of you may know the typical church kid story. And as much as I would love to tell you an amazing story of transformation, I did, in fact, grow up in a Christian home with an awesome family and wisdom at every turn. I've been going to Northwood for as long as I can remember, and I could never thank each and every one of you enough for all the support and love you've given to so many NSL students and myself. This is a church that loves its youth. Thank you. As I was thinking about today and why I'm up here in front of you all, I thought it would be fitting to form my story around my experience in school and how my relationship with God has influenced how I engage with my classmates and my classes. Along with these two points, I think there's a parallel that all of you could take something away from with your jobs and your coworkers. I hope that by the end of my story, you can pull something away and begin to engage differently with your job or your coworkers. From kindergarten to junior year of high school, I attended public schools in Coon Rapids. Yes, only until my junior year, because this year I chose to do PSEO at Bethel University, and only came back to high school for sports. A little secret to all the younger students in the crowd and their parents especially, PSEO is free college. Shh, don't tell anyone. Anyway, my experience at Bethel compared to Coon Rapids High School was like night and day. There's a huge difference between public school and Christian college. That might be a no-brainer, but I was pretty blown away. You might be thinking, Hunter, what does this have to do with engaging with classes, classmates, jobs, and coworkers? Well, I'm glad you asked. First, let's talk about how God tells us to engage with the trends of this world and society. For the purposes of this story, we'll be represented by our classes and our jobs. The Bible says in 1 John 2:17 that the world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. So, the Bible tells us to do the will of God and not to dwell on what society tells us is good. In the classroom or at the workplace, this means to glorify God in our work. Throughout my years of school, this has meant to do my absolute best in sports and not getting caught up in what the cool kids are doing. The Bible also says, do not conform to the patterns of this world in Romans 12:2. This verse reinforces what I just said about the cool kids. One example of how I use this in my life is this past football season. I played for the high school team, and we started off really good at 3-0, but after that, we may not have won a single other game. I can't really remember. It was a blur. But whatever it was, it wasn't good, and all the players and coaches alike were getting angry. The coaches became worse leaders, in my opinion, and the players blamed everyone but themselves. It took a lot of strength to finish well and not become like the rest of the team. But through my relationship with God and knowing this truth, I stayed out of the chaos as best I could, and I finished well. The second part of my schooling that was influenced by my relationship with Christ is my engagement with my classmates. In the Bible, there's no direct passage about classmates or coworkers. So, much like our jobs and classes, they will represent the people in general that enter our lives for one reason or another. In the Bible, Jesus repeatedly tells us to love God and love others. So I think we should all apply this to our schools and jobs by loving our classmates and loving our coworkers. Even though this is so hard and we may not always like these people, God tells us to love everyone. By loving these people, we can change the world and bring glory to God one test or one email at a time. In my life, this was tested any time in school when someone in my friend group was being made fun of or someone I didn't even know. I do my best to stay out of it, tell the people making fun no, or stick up for the one being made fun of. Now, of course, I'm not perfect, but these choices are better than joining in on the fun. Again, thank you for supporting your youth, and I hope you found something meaningful through this simple message told through a different perspective. Thank you.